Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Welcome back, Rob. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, just before I get into this, don't ever say that, Rachel. That's your dream.
What, to learn how to play that
I actually sat there, my bottom lip started to wobble a little bit, just thinking about you saying that.
No, you're right. I should back myself. I will practice my guitar and I will play that. I'll bring it in, I'll play it just for you.
Oh, no, you're right. It's okay. Anyway, before I get into what I'm going to talk about, I read this yesterday. I have to say something about this because this sort of stuff's happening all the time and it's irresponsible people.
Ooh.
I read this headline and it said House on the Moon. Whoever thought that was a good idea, what is wrong with you? First off, I'm hoping it's a laugh, right? But I don't think it is. Apparently, what it is, there's this Chinese rover thing pottering around the moon on this real big crater.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sending photos back, and one looks like a house. So the headline come out with, is it a house?
Oh,
and then in real small headlines, or could it be a boulder?
Now,
what they should have said was, oh, look, there's a boulder that looks a bit like a house, but it's a moon. Can't be a house.
Yes.
It's a rock.
So
that ends.
Clickbait.
This has made me think, what are the laws that stop people from just rocking up and building a house on the moon, as stupid as that would be?
But come on.
I don't know if there are any.
Come on.
It's just a rock, guys. It's just a rock.
Now, the thing, this is what annoys me, because we're in an age now where certain sections of society just read headlines and they don't even read them properly and they believe everything, right? Now, what's going to happen is now, by the end of the day, it's going to be secret hideout of lizard people discovered where they're controlling the world. This is how this stuff starts. Stop it.
By boulders that look like houses being misreported.
On Mars, there was all these photos coming back and someone said, oh, they're dinosaur bones. No, they're not.
This is some rocks.
Just get out. Do something.
Rob is out of lockdown and he's got some grievances to air.
Oh, no, it's not that. Listen, I like a laugh. Do you know what I mean? But that's just feeding the beast. Right.
Okay, what else have you got for
Xenobots.
Us?
Xenobots. Have you? No, you never heard of these.
No.
I've never heard of them everywhere. This is a classic. I've been looking at this story for over a week and I still don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I saw them. But I'm going to talk about it because BFM listeners are intelligent and they'll know. Xenobots were created in 2020 and they are living robots. They're formed from stem cells of the African clawed frog.
What?
Whoa.
And
what?
The heart and muscle cells. The stem cell provides rigid support. And the heart cells act as small motors, contracting and expanding to propel them forward. Just let that sink in.
So hang on.
So they're frogs?
Living frog robots?
In disguise.
Rob has sung that off air many times this morning already.
Yeah, it wasn't funny first time, was it?
So what they're saying is that the actual mechanics of
this artificial intelligence, and this is where I ain't got a clue what I'm talking about. They've been designed to walk, swim, push pellets, carry payloads, and work together in a swarm to tidy up debris scattered along the surface of their environment into neat little piles. I don't know how they're doing this. I ain't got a clue.
That's kind of amazing. Is there like, do they, what, how big are they?
They're like a millimetre wide.
Okay, so they're tiny.
And it's been speculated that they can use them in the future to maybe pick up microplastics in the ocean.
That's good.
This is, I was reading this thinking, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Making tiny
frog
robots.
They are neither a traditional robot nor a known species of animal. It's a new class of living programmable organism. All this is mind-blowing to me.
This is freaking Zoe out.
Nah.
She does not like AI.
Can you see him there?
I mean,
this is the thing, right? So you get all that going on, but now they've started to reproduce each other. They just started to breed, and
so
no one knows why.
This is how it starts. Robot apocalypse starts. It's with tiny frogs.
They've discovered an entirely new form of biological reproduction different from any animal or plant known to science.
And so they did that themselves.
They've done that themselves.
Right. Well, come on.
Exactly.
It's over for us now. Okay, so I looked them up. They don't look that scary when you look them up. They kind of look like...
That's because they're in disguise, Rachel.
They look like fluffy jelly beans.
They'll get together and morph into something. This stunt, what is going on?
You too. It's fine. They're going to be all right. They're just helpful cleaning frogs.
No, apparently they can do them. They can actually... And they're biodegradable as well. So once we finish with them, they can just go away, which is pretty horrible. But
I haven't liked robots, cleaning robots or anything like that ever since that vacuum came out. That like
did you were just chased by one when you was
no,
a child?
No, I saw it on a Simpsons episode.
Oh,
like
okay, true.
I don't know, they featured on a Simpsons episode, and I watched it and I was like,
I don't like that.
No, I will hold my vacuum cleaner.
Thank you.
And I don't know. It'll probably be fine.
But you know, what's going on?
Well, I can see why you gravitated towards these though, Rob, because they look a bit like your favourite subject, tardigrades.
Oh, tardigrades, yeah.
Which is definitely.
I really wish I've just bought myself a little micro fish tank, and I'm going to see if I can keep tiny little fish in there. And I really wish I could keep tardigrades, like maybe have a big magnifying glass in front of them. They fascinate me.
They are very cool. Oh, well, Xenobots.
I think it's a great thing, but they're starting to sort themselves out now, which is, you know what I mean? Unions, all sorts of stuff's going to be going on.
Solidarity forever in the Xenobots. You picked us an excellent Grace Jones track this morning. What are we going to listen to?
This is Hurricane Dub. I have played it before maybe in the past, but this is possibly my favourite all-time song ever.
I love it when you say that regularly on this show. It's good to have you back, Rob. We've missed you.
It's good to be back.
See me, here I come. Can't see where I run. No matter how far, still here you are. I am woman, I am son. I can give birth to she, I can give birth to son. And I can be cool, soft as a breeze.
From the cradle to the grave.
And I'll be a hurricane, ripping up trees. Once a man, twice a boy, Once a boy, twice a man. And you keep taking, keep taking, keep taking. You keep taking, keep on taking. My head should be aching. Keep on taking. My head should be aching. I can steal. I can lie. I'll take care of you until the day you die. And I can be cool. Soft like a breeze.
Big tune. You know what else is a big tune? Someone just called us to let us know that there's a tardigrade song. What's the lyrics looking like there, Zoe?
Oh my god, it's beautiful. If I were a tardigrade, I'd move out from home. Why live in the shrubbery when you could have a throne? Pressure wouldn't squash me and fire couldn't burn. These are the things I will never learn.
Ooh.
Lie, 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 lie.
Thank you for that call. Appreciate it. I'm going to go over and listen to that in a minute.
It goes on and on.
Tardigrades will rule the world one day. Thank you very much to the Bard of Bollocks. It's great to have him back in the studio.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.